Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
As we have learned in the previous segments, John Jay had several unique distinctions. He was one of the most important and active members of the Founding Fathers. One biographer rated him seventh in importance. John Jay was a very devout Christian. In addition to his political responsibilities, he served in leadership positions at his church, and for 7 years he served as the president of the American Bible Society. He would likely have been our second president had he not authored the Jay Treaty that was not popular among the American people. He held more high offices than any of the other founding fathers, including first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Here's a story I was particularly drawn to. George Washington, while president, asked Jay and his wife, Sarah, to accompany George and Martha to the theater. Theaters in those days could be crass and offensive. Washington apparently had second thoughts that maybe the Jays would be offended at the theater. So he told Jay he would understand if they didn't want to go. In the end, the Jays accepted. In the beginning of our great nation, John feared the states were too loosely knit and many things needed to be fixed. Like Thomas Jefferson, he feared the new nation might not survive. He urged Washington that a stronger federal government was needed. God only knows how large a part John Jay played in the forming of this great nation, America.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.